AP reporter called out for aiding and abetting Kamala Harris's lies about J.D. Vance. By Hannah Knudsen on July 31, 2024. The Associated Press has refused to call out the falsehoods Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is spreading about Sen. J.D. Vance, RO, claiming that these are simply cases of vetting Vance rather than correcting the record. The radical left has continued to target Vance, former President Donald Trump's running mate, for remarks he has made about the anti-family and anti-child positions of the radical left. They have repeatedly taken clips out of context with hot takes, hoping that no one actually listens to the entirety of Vance's remarks. This instance is no exception. On Wednesday, the Kamala HQ posted what they described as an unearthed video with the caption, J.D. Vance says he and Trump will go to war against childless people, who he calls sad, lonely, and pathetic. They should feel like their life is inadequate. However, if one actually listens to the clip, that is not what Vance said at all. He was actually speaking about the broader issue of the left's cultural messaging, which happens to be very anti-family and anti-child, a consistent point he has been making. The best way to invest is to ensure the next generation actually exists. So I think sending those signals via policy, but the cultural messaging and politicians is important. I also think, just to be a little stark about this, I think we have to go to war against the anti-child ideology that exists in our country. Once said, despite the Harris HQ claiming Vance said they would go to war against childless people. Watch, Tudor Dixon, the Trump-Vance bump and appeal to young voters in the Rust Belt. Twitter is not real life. But I forget even what caused it, but there was this ridiculous effort by millennial feminist writers to talk about why having kids was not a good thing, why they were glad they didn't have kids, and even encouraging people who had had children to talk about why they regretted having children. Which, of course, is like Mother's Day, which is like psychologically deranged to ask mothers on Mother's Day to talk about why they regretted having children, Vance said, discussing the broader feminist movement, which is obsessed with downplaying the importance and significance of women choosing to pursue a family, oftentimes championing career and self-ambition over all else. Vance continued, noting that the people who are making these grandiose statements championing career over family and children are often making them because they are, in fact, miserable themselves with how their life turned out, privately, at least. Vance said, "And what it made me realize is that so much of what drives elite culture is mediocre millennial journalists who haven't gotten out of their career with thought they would write. And the thing is, everybody can be exceptional mother and father. Not everybody can be exceptional journalists. And not enough people have accepted that if they put their entire life's meaning into their credential, into where they went to school, into what kind of job they have. If you put all of your life's meaning into that, if you're going to be the sort of person who asks women to talk about how they regret having children, you're going to be a sad, lonely, pathetic person. And you're going to know it internally, you're going to project it onto people who have actually built something more meaningful with their lives. I think we have to go to war against that ideology," Vance continued, explaining that the ideology has even affected his sister. "I love my sister as just the best person. I love her to death. And sometimes, you know, she'll say things to me, like, you know, maybe I should have delayed having kids. Maybe I should have went to school. Maybe I should have did this with that. It's like, Lindsay, you've been a great mom. Your children are happy. They're healthy. You've taken good care of them. You've shown me, I mean, she was my older sister. She took care of me a lot in a very chaotic home. People like my sister should not feel like the cultural messaging is your life is inadequate," Vance said, adding, "The people who are sending that message should feel their life's inadequate, and of course they do. They're just too ashamed about it to talk about it." Donald Trump Jr. is among those who called out the Harris campaign for, once again, taking Vance's remarks out of context. However, Associated Press reporter Steve Peoples actually stuck up for the Harris campaign's lies, under the guise of good journalism, of course. Hard to believe that new videos continue to emerge on Vance's focus on people without children. "This is what vetting is for," Peoples said. "Trump world trying to push back here, but as we know, in politics, when you're explaining, you're not winning." GOP strategist and Donald Trump Jr. advisor Arthur Schwartz hit the AP reporter back. instead of calling out Kamala's campaign for blatantly lying about what JD said. It's people's that the AP is attacking people for defending him against the lie, he said. This is why we call you enemy of the people. Vance spoke to Megyn Kelly about the left's criticisms of his past remarks, stating that Republicans need to be honest about the problem and not back down. The Democrats, in the past 5-10 years, Megyn, they had become anti-family, he said, noting this ideology is built into their policy. It's built into the way they talk about parents and children, and it's time that we call that out, Vance said. I don't think we should back down from it, Megyn. I think we should be honest about the problem.